WGCH Sioux Center time 7:51. First Thursday of each month means State Representative Livy Florin of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you?
I am fine, Tony. How are you today?
Doing okay. Well, how do you feel after not running for re-election for the first time in who knows how long and watching everybody else fight it out?
Oh, I know. Well, the whole year was just so surreal, you know. I mean, everything was done virtually and all of the blogs and the emails and the Zoom. So, I mean, it was just totally, I mean, when your job description requires that you shake hands and hug constituents and kiss babies, it was weird to watch.
And it was and you knowing that you weren't running for re-election, I'm sure there had to be a kind of a frustration on your part, right, not being able to actually go to Hartford and go up and do your job.
Well, it was. It was sad for everybody, but I think people made the best of it. And they got their messaging out in a new, you know, way, and we'll see where it goes from there.
All right, so what new issues or what issues do you think the new legislative session will face?
Well, they start on January 6th, and I think their job one is to draft a new biennial budget and a bond bill. That's their most important job. And then I think they're going to have to revisit the public safety accountability legislation. And I hope and pray they will listen and heed what the Police Transparency and Accountability Task Force determines and suggests. We put that in place in January of 2020, way before that legislation was passed in special session in July. And the task force, you know, has all of the stakeholders involved, and it's going about it in a methodical and quiet way. And I think we'll have some very good ideas. Affordable housing, transit-oriented development, and local zoning are once again going to be discussed, and it's gaining a lot of momentum through this Desegregate Connecticut movement. So we'll see where that goes. And then finally, I think we're going to have to determine the supply and the demand, the distribution and cost of a COVID vaccine. And we have an advisory group in place, and they're going to have a lot of very difficult decisions to make.
Right. That's going to be it. Who gets it first and how you distribute it to so many people. And I guess the word is there's going to be more than one shot, right? You're going to get two shots, I guess.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
And it doesn't, you know, it determines, too, are you going to get a shot? Are you going to get antibodies? I mean, there are all kinds of configurations there. And are you going to get a cocktail of both? I don't know.
Hmm. All right. Well, you're always very much involved on Veterans Day with the state. I forget the name of it. Connecticut State.
Boys and Girls State.
Boys and Girls State.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Which is a program from the American Legion Post 29. Yes, I've been involved with that forever, including when I was a delegate. How do you say it? Anyway, in high school. So yes, we have some activities planned on the 7th, on Saturday. The VFW in Koskob will hold a memorial at 10:30. And then on Sunday at 11:30 in Stamford, we're going to be having an event at our brand new Veterans Park, which is very exciting and beautiful. And then Wednesday, 11:11 at 11, American Legion Post 29 will hold a wreath laying at the monument on Greenwich Avenue. And that evening at 6, now this is a new location, a new time, Byram will be holding a ceremony at Morlow Park, which is right next to Dorothy Hamill Rink.
Okay.
So the Veterans Day on the 11th, there'll be something, but probably not the march down.
Won't be the march down, right. And we didn't have Boys and Girls State, so we won't have a presentation from, you know, two of our young delegates, because we weren't able to hold the program this year. Mm-hmm. And so it will just be very brief. The scouts will participate, and we'll put a wreath down in front of the monument, you know, right in front of the Havemeyer Building, and then another one right in front of what is now Restoration Hardware.
Okay.
At that monument.
What advice will you give to your successor, whoever that is in your district?
To pay attention, to listen, and to always have a very large dose of respect for all points of view.
All right. Well, this is going to be your last one, unless, of course, we don't have anybody elected yet by December.
Oh, Tony, don't say that.
In which case, we'll bring you back. Just joking about that, but who knows, right?
Who knows?
But I appreciate your time and your service, and you can be a senior political advisor or something like that.
Something like that, for sure. But I appreciate everything you and WGCH have done over the years. You're just wonderful to keep our community informed.
And how will you keep yourself busy now?
I don't know. Maybe I'll become a scratch golfer. Or maybe not.
Good idea. Good idea. All right. Well, appreciate your time. Always good to talk to you. Thanks very much. And good luck in whatever you're doing in the future. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Tony. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. State Representative Livvy Florin of Greenwich. WGCH Sioux Center Time, 7:57. Traffic and weather together coming up.
Want an easy way to find a great